Day 2. Release and let go. Yesterday, you acknowledged your pain and gave yourself permission to feel. Today, we move into the delicate but powerful practice of releasing. Letting go is not about forgetting or erasing what happened. It is about choosing to no longer carry the heavy baggage of expectations, illusions, or cycles that no longer serve you. Release is not a single event. It's a process you may return to again and again. But each time you practice it, you lighten your load and reclaim more of your energy. Write a letter to your ex. You don't have to send it. There are words inside you that may never find a voice in conversation, but they still live in your heart and mind. Writing a letter to your ex gives you a safe space to let those words out. This letter is not for them. It's for you. Find a quiet moment and write freely. Express what you loved. Share what hurt you. Say the things you wish you could have said in person. Write about your hopes for yourself moving forward. Allow the letter to hold all the honesty you've been carrying. When you're finished, you can keep it as part of your healing journal, tear it up, or even burn it in a safe place as a symbolic act of release. The power lies in expressing what's inside so it doesn't weigh you down. List what you're releasing. Breakups often leave behind invisible chains, unmet expectations, fantasies about what could have been, or toxic cycles that drained your energy. To step forward, it's important to name them clearly and choose to let them go. Take a page in your journal and write the title, I Release. Then, list every attachment, belief, or cycle you're ready to let go of. For example, I release the expectation that they would change. I release the illusion that my worth depends on their love. I release the cycle of overgiving and under-receiving. I release the fantasy of the life we never built together. As you write, you may feel resistance. That's normal. Remember, releasing doesn't mean the pain disappears instantly. It means you are no longer choosing to hold it tightly. Even the intention of release is a step toward freedom. Try a guided meditation for letting go. Meditation can be a gentle yet transformative way to release emotional ties. If you're new to meditation, don't worry. This isn't about silencing your mind. It's about creating space to breathe and imagine yourself setting down what no longer belongs to you. Here's a simple visualization to try. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Take slow, deep breaths, inhaling calm and exhaling tension. Imagine yourself holding a balloon in your hands. Inside the balloon are the attachments, expectations, or cycles you wrote about earlier. With each breath, see the balloon growing lighter in your hands. When you're ready, imagine releasing the balloon into the sky, watching it drift farther away until it disappears. Notice the space that opens in your body as you let it go. Sit quietly in that space, breathing deeply, and affirm to yourself, I release what no longer serves me. I choose freedom. Closing reflection for day 2. Letting go is one of the bravest acts of self-love. It takes courage to release what once felt familiar, even if it was painful. Today, you gave yourself the gift of expression, clarity, and symbolic release. By writing your letter, you spoke the words your heart carried. By making your release list, you named what no longer belongs to you. By meditating, you allowed yourself to imagine freedom and peace. Remember, letting go is not about dishonoring your love or erasing your memories. It is about choosing to live untethered, making room for the new life that is waiting for you. Take this thought with you as you move into tomorrow. Every time I release, I reclaim my strength and step closer to peace.